Hey, blockheads, welcome back to Blockbuster Nostalgia, brought to you by People's Choice Video Express.
The following podcast contains two drunk jerks.
And sometimes their friends.
Using obscene language and spoiling movies from the 80s.
So sit back and enjoy this audio experience.
Hey, blockheads, it's E.G. Seitz.
And Francisco Landin.
We are back doing the countdown. You know the deal by now. We're going back and we're getting you some quick hits.
We've done like 100 episodes already. We've got four more to go.
We got four last ones left on the countdown. But before we get there,
we're just teasing.
We're really going tantric. Yeah.
We're edging all the way. That way, you know, when
the release is so much
better. It's so much better. Yeah. It's so much, we may wrap a fucking belt around our neck. I'm not sure yet.
I don't know. I mean, there's a chance that we'll die, but there's a chance like 20% better, right? Yeah.
20% better orgasm is worth the possibility of
death.
Of the most humiliating of all deaths.
Yeah.
That somebody's going to find you.
Yep. But hey.
It's 20%, people.
It's 20%.
That's a noticeable amount.
Yeah.
So anyway,
think if you got a 20% raise, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, that is a lot of money. That's like you're going from CFO to
CEO. Going from poverty to still poverty,
yeah,
but
to lower,
you know,
to a little better poverty.
Lower middle class.
Yeah, lower middle class. The class that gets screwed over the most.
Yep.
So don't do that. We're going back and talking a little bit about some of the episodes that we've already done.
That's right. We're starting off with episode 50.
50, halfway through.
We're halfway through. This is James Cameron.
Yeah.
It's Aliens.
Back when we recorded this episode, it's got to be like 2 years ago now?
Something like that.
I remember we were on a lot of coke back then.
Yep. Yeah. We were all back then, not now.
Not now.
Yeah.
Especially Nathan, who was a guest on this episode.
Yeah, he had a real problem.
He had a real problem.
He's dead now.
Yeah.
That's why you haven't heard him on the podcast for a while.
Yeah. Long gone.
Yeah. Long gone.
But, one of the best sci-fi movies, one of the best action movies.
That's right.
One of the best Bill Paxton.
Bill Paxton freakout movies. Yeah, for sure. Great effects, great music. It's a really great movie.
We actually spend all this episode kind of just sucking James Cameron's dick.
Yeah, that sounds right.
We do a lot of talking about how cool he is and how awesome he was and his directing. Also, we do spend some time talking about
how nice his hair looks, how masculine his face is.
How he's a cuddler, you know?
Yeah.
Like, but he's still masculine.
He's still very much the man, but he'll bring the warmth that you really need afterwards just to make you feel okay.
Yeah. And, you know, he's a little rough around the edges, but you can change that.
Yeah. You can mellow that with a little TLC.
Yeah. So, you know, maybe you leave town and when you come back there's just like your song is next up on the playlist and you're like, oh my god, he was thinking about
me. Yeah, he's thinking about me the whole time.
Yeah, James Cameron,
what a sweetie.
we also obviously Xenomorph is the most metal of all aliens.
Super fucking metal.
But we also talked about what the best aliens were, what the hardest to kill aliens were.
Oh, okay.
You said Yoda.
Oh, that sounds right.
Yoda sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I had forgotten about Yoda. I forget that the Star Wars aliens are aliens.
Are aliens, yeah. Because they're just dudes.
They're just
in
dudes.
In Star Wars, like when you're watching Star Wars, they're not aliens. They're just dudes.
Yeah, exactly. It's like if you're watching a Western and you're like, hey, I forgot that the Bandidos were Mexicans.
Right, yeah.
You're like, because they're just all part of the world.
Yeah.
So Yoda is an alien. I keep forgetting about that.
Right.
You also said Space Godzilla.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Damn, I was right on.
You were right on, yeah. Space Godzilla could take out a lot of Xenomorphs.
Yeah.
Also, obviously, you know, Predators.
Yeah, of course, obviously, yeah.
And
Supermans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we didn't even mention Superman.
I'm mentioning him now, though.
Yeah. And Arachnids from Starship Troopers. That was the other one.
Oh, fuck yeah. Starship Troopers.
But we didn't talk about Superman.
Literally,
an alien.
It's kind of just Superman, right?
Yeah. He's an alien who can shoot lasers out of his eyes. All right. He doesn't even
get
close.
And he's invulnerable and, yeah.
What about the acid? You think, does the acid do it? Nothing to him, right?
No, nothing. But Superman just brushes that shit off.
But the acid doesn't do anything to him here.
That's true. I mean, it all depends on where they're fighting him.
Yeah.
If they're fighting him, you know, I don't, like, I can't remember the color of the sun in this planet because this planet is always in darkness.
Yes.
The planet in Aliens, but
this is
I suppose if it actually is in darkness, if it's that far away from a sun.
Oh, he doesn't get the sun
then
power.
He can't get the solar power. That's right.
That's right. Ah, see, now we're talking. That's, all right.
Yeah.
So Superman against Xenomorphs in
so I
constant
think
night planets,
in constant night if it's
them,
like pitch black style,
which is always it's always that way.
Yeah, it's always that way.
That's how they end up fucking getting you because you're just like
I suppose is Riddick an alien?
Yes, right.
Right,
yeah, he totally is.
Yeah, that's right. Because
he's not as badass.
No, he's obviously not as badass as Superman.
No.
He's just, you know,
He's just, you
he's
know,
just Vin Diesel.
No, he's Vin Diesel level.
So speaking
Alf, Alf, he would have eaten fucking the cat right away from the first day.
Yeah, that's right. There is, that's right. There is a cat. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That was the thing.
So speaking of Superman, I think we all agree, and I'm using all as not just us in this room, but everybody in the United States and the entire world. Agree that Batman v Superman was a terrible movie.
Yeah, obviously. Yes.
Obviously. How much better would it have been, though, if... I'm going to pitch a couple things at you.
Okay.
Replace Batman with Xenomorphs.
Obviously, yes.
Better, right?
Yeah.
Replace right Batman away. Replace Batman with Space Godzilla, like 100 times better.
Let's play it straight, and it's still like Bruce Wayne, but it's just a giant Godzilla in the suit.
Kaiju.
And they're like, hey, Bruce Wayne is here, everybody.
They're like,
when are we going to stop that pesky vigilante Batman that's also thousands of feet tall?
How will we ever crack this mystery of who the Batman is?
That giant other lizard giant man.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bruce Wayne, meet Clark Kent.
Yeah. Yeah. I do like that. Yeah. I do like that a lot.
I dig that.
What if it was still Ben Affleck, but it was like Ben Affleck from The Town?
Oh, like,
and he's
like,
just like, hey Boston Superman, Townie? You think you're better than me, Superman?
Like a Boston Townie.
Fuck you.
Yeah, he does a lot of like, hey, I'm wicked better than you. Yeah. Huh?
I'm wicked smart. Look at I got a wicked fast car.
And he mentions fucking neighborhoods that we don't know anything about. Yeah. You're over to Providence, huh? Come to Providence and I'll kick your ass. What, you
going to show me? My boys are going to kick your ass.
You guys are from South? From Southie? Huh? I'll show you what it is. Yeah. All right, I'm on board with that.
Yeah,
he should have done that.
Better movie, yeah.
He should have done that. He should have pitched that at least. I mean, he should have been like,
We've seen a lot of Bruce Waynes. We've never seen dirtbag Boston Bruce Wayne.
Dirtbag fucking Red Sox loving just fucking
the hat on top of the bat cowl.
Yeah, exactly. He's got to wear the hat. Yeah. Fucking Catholic.
Like, no, there's a game tonight.
Irish Catholic fucking old school Batman. We have not seen that yet. That would have been nice to see. Then the dragged out fight, I would have been like, yeah, Batman's got this. He's from fucking Providence, man. Yeah. Like, he shoots guys in the head all the time. He's one of these mobsters.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that was Aliens.
That was Aliens.
That's totally what we talked about.
Totally, definitely. The next one up, it's a comedy classic. Our old friend Bill Murray is back to do Stripes.
Yeah.
So this is a movie, actually. If you follow us on Instagram, you'll have seen recently I posted the German poster for Stripes.
That's right.
And the reason I did this was because I was like, that is a long title for this movie that is just called Stripes.
Yeah.
So then I had to look it up. The German title for this movie is, I Think an Elk is Smooching Me.
All right. Let's break this down.
So, and then if you see the poster, go on our Instagram, Blockbuster Nostalgia, on Insta.
Look us up on Insta. A lot of cool stuff. Follow us, please.
But just to describe you, so the first thing that you'll notice is that John Candy is very, very fat in this. I mean, it's a drawing. Yeah, I should be clear. This is not actual John Candy.
They just drew a giant.
Like, John Candy's a fat man. We all know this.
Like
we
Italian all, restaurant poster him. Level of
but
fat.
But yeah, this is like if John Candy swallowed Bill Murray in some sort of sex fetish.
Yeah.
This is what John Candy would look like. Then you also have, I think that's supposed to be Harold Ramis in his underwear for some reason.
Yep.
Another guy putting on pants. Bill Murray on the poster twice.
Of course.
One being cool, pointy guy Bill Murray, and one just his head with antlers for some reason.
So Stripes is the movie.
Stripes the movie.
You're about elk.
Are you sure? Are you sure it's not about
this poster
him
would have you
and kissing
believe.
Elks or something?
This poster would have you believe that the
or
movie
maybe
is
he's
about
an elk.
Smooching.
He's a were-elk.
Oh yeah. Oh, now we're talking.
So the whole time during the day, he's just a normal soldier in the American military. But at night,
then the harvest moon comes.
A terrible curse overtakes him. Giant horns sprout from his head.
I say it's a very painful process, and then he just eats grass for the whole fucking night.
For the whole night.
Yeah, that's it. Maybe every now and then he kills people by having them swerve out of the way to not avoid hitting him,
right,
and then wrecking.
Or accidentally hitting him, but then destroying their car, flying out, because they're not wearing seatbelts.
No, obviously.
And they're smash their face against the pavement.
This is the 80s. You don't have seatbelts.
No.
No, yeah. And he's an elk, so he's just like a little bit hurty.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, then he wakes up some bruises and stuff. But other than that, though, just wallowing around in the meadows.
Yeah, yeah.
In the fields. Smooching, apparently.
Just smooching left and right.
In Germany. All right. What did fucking Germans think this movie was?
No. Why? I have no idea where they would come up with this. Because, you know, in reality, this is it's a military comedy.
Yeah. So in the last one, we talked about Private Benjamin.
That's a few times back. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a couple of episodes ago. But Private Benjamin is the same movie, only in this one they were like, what if we put funny guys in this?
Yeah. What if we had jokes?
And then America was like, this is what we wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah. We wanted some Harold Ramis. We wanted some Bill Murray. John Candy in there.
Judge Reinhold.
We wanted some international incidents. They clearly start World War III.
Yeah, they get very close.
They steal like a tank and shit and drive it into a Russian fucking base.
That's right.
To save some chicks, I think.
Not even to save them. I think it's just impress them. Yeah.
I think they were just impressing the chicks.
Yeah, they were just impressing the chicks. Yeah. Like, and they didn't even need to do that. They were already sleeping
with
them.
They were already dating them. They were just like, we can also steal a tank, I guess.
I guess.
And then go into a base.
And I mean, the tank is also a Winnebago, which is cool.
It was.
It's very cool.
It was a lot of, there's a lot of treason in this movie.
There's a lot of light treason.
Also, we spent a lot of time sucking Bill Murray's dick.
Again. Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
No, I like this movie because it starts off with him just like his life falling apart. And we're talking about this in the episode that like he's being kind of funny and his girlfriend's like, you're not even cute anymore. And we were like, bullshit.
Yeah.
He's being the most charismatic fucking guy in the world.
Yep.
And he's going to continue to be that.
Every girl in the audience is just like, what? How are you leaving this man?
Do not leave this man.
Yeah.
And he's going to do this bit for 20 years. And he's going to kill every time. And then he's going to make that one with the elephant. And then all of a sudden, he's just going to get old. And then he's going to be awesome again.
And then he's going to do Wes Anderson movies. Yeah.
And he figured it out.
He did. He's really figured out life.
Yeah. Also, in this episode, we also talked a lot about Harold Ramis in heaven.
Oh, yeah. R.I.P.
Yeah. R.I.P. And he didn't have to try that hard to get into heaven.
Okay. I mean, is that true?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Because it seems like heaven's got a lot of rules.
That's true. I feel weird about heaven. Okay. I mean, yeah. I feel like cool people are there. Like Harold Ramis is up there.
I would hope so.
Yeah. But a lot of rules.
There are a lot of rules. Although, if you've watched the season finale of The Good Place, maybe it works out.
Maybe. All right. I haven't seen it yet, but maybe it works out.
Maybe it works out for Harold Ramis and for the rest of humanity.
All the really fun stuff you're not supposed to do.
That's right.
So, like, I don't like that part.
I don't like that part either.
Yeah, you should just be able to do all the really fun stuff.
Yeah, I mean, at least once you get up there, at that point, it's got to be like no rules, just right? It's that fucking Outback Steakhouse up there.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just all you can eat fucking buffet up there. It's like that thing. You're on a diet. You're not doing anything. You save up the whole week, all your calories, and in one day, a Brazilian steakhouse place.
That's right.
And
you just go
eat
to fucking 12 town.
Pounds
yeah.
worth of fucking steak.
That's what I imagine heaven's like.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope that they're like, all right, all the good stuff that you did, yeah, good for you, but now you can do whatever.
You didn't murder that prostitute on real life, but now here's you can murder all the prostitutes you want to murder. Just go
hot,
to town.
Hot damn. This whole time I wanted to be a serial killer and I never had the balls to do it.
But, here,
but in
heaven,
you could just be murdering prostitutes left and right.
That's right.
I would be so fucking impressed if that's what heaven was like.
You'd be like, God, you really understand humanity.
Yeah, exactly. You really understand how people work. I mean, I don't want to murder prostitutes. I want to murder
somebody that you know.
Yeah,
is what you're saying.
Yeah, not prostitutes. Maybe like a friend's 18-year-old daughter or something.
Okay, that makes more sense. Yeah.
All right, let me backpedal on that because I'm not a monster. Hashtag not a monster. No, I would be very impressed if they're like, yeah, you wanna shoot some Irish guys in the face? Do it. You wanna murder some prostitutes? Do it. I would be like, all right, God.
Yeah.
You really figured out heaven.
Yeah.
If I just show up and they're like, you can do all the nice stuff and eat all the ice cream you want, I'd be like, ah, damn it.
I mean, ice cream's nice, but all right.
Yeah, but I mean, you give me ice cream or you offer me, you know, a prostitute, I'd probably go with the prostitute.
I mean, I'm going to go with both, obviously.
Yeah, that's true. That's
put fair. That ice cream on that prostitute, and then let's get a little messy.
Yeah, that's the most perfect of all waffle cones.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah. So that brings us to the episode 52, the Best Picture winner out of Africa.
Oh, man. This 2-hour and 45-minute movie.
Yeah, it's a really long movie.
It's actually a pretty okay movie.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, this is back when Meryl Streep had to act.
That's right.
To get an Oscar nomination.
Yeah, she couldn't just show up and they're like, ooh, Meryl Streep.
Yeah, she didn't have to just be in a fucking movie. Yeah. Just bullshit. I don't like Meryl Streep's acting. I don't think it's that great.
Yeah, she's fine. She's very good in some things. She's all right in other things. Let's calm down.
Come on, guys. Anyway, also, this is a movie, and I think we talked about this in the episode, that it was up against Color Purple.
Right.
And the Academy was clearly like, Color Purple, too black.
Yeah.
Like, we want something that talks about black people, but without being about black people.
Yeah.
Because this movie is about a very rich woman in Africa, very
Meryl
rich,
Streep.
Somehow surviving in Africa with an unlimited amount of money. And then the climax of the movie is that she gets to go into a men's only bar.
That's true. She's breaking down. She's breaking down those harsh stereotypes in Africa about women going into men's bar. Which really, when I think about the harsh stereotypes and the
Africa,
harsh rules in Africa, that's
this movie
really
spans
what
like
I'm thinking
fucking
about.
25 years during like wars. There's wars in this movie.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But really, the climax should be, oh, they let her into that bar with the rich white people are at. Dudes, the rich white dudes.
Rich white dudes, yeah.
Yeah, no, this, as much as this movie was not bad.
No, it's a good movie. It's just, you know.
I think this might be the first movie that we watched separately.
Yes, I think it was one of the first, if
one
not
one of
the first,
right?
Yeah.
Because we watched the movies together every single time.
Very long.
2 hours and 45 minutes. We only have a week. People.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't have that much fucking time, man. And our schedules have to, like, line up.
Line up,
shit.
Exactly, yeah.
No, at the very least, this is the first most memorable one that I remember being like, we can't watch this together. We have no time.
No time.
And I watched it in, like, two parts or something stupid like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it swept the Academy. It won, like, 11 Academy Awards.
It won a lot of Academy Awards.
It also had a lot of cool animals, elephants. I remember some elephants.
Yeah, I mean, it's Africa, so it's beautiful. Or even elephants and, I don't know, zebras
and
lions
and it's
based,
like,
shit.
In the 20s, so it had, like, old-timey shit. Like, I remember she was taking arsenic.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right.
She's, like, my good friend. The only friend I have is, like, whiskey and arsenic or something. And we're like, oh, yeah. You could just... Arsenic was a good thing in moderation back then. Or you could use it to,
like,
kill hobos.
Lithium? Something like that?
Lithium? No, I don't know.
It's like, it's like fucking heroin.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like
exactly.
Liquid heroin or some shit that they're drinking.
Yeah, because it's like 1925.
Yeah.
And it's at Orleaches. Like, we just got over leeches at that point.
We're like, all right, we're no longer barbarians. We no longer put leeches on you.
Or
here's some
limbs.
Poison.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Drink a little bit.
Drink a little bit of
just
poison.
Drink a little bit of poison.
Yeah, your body will thank you. Also, you'll get a new lease of life on life because you're dying half of the time.
Those fucking idiots 100 years ago. Hey, would you pass me that whiskey, though?
Yeah, drink as much of the whiskey as you possibly can.
Okay. Okay.
So that you don't have to feel feelings.
Okay.
Number one.
I don't like feelings.
Also, everything more fun.
Okay, yeah, and I like more fun.
Also, less responsibilities.
Because you're speaking my language.
Yeah, what am I going to tell you to take people home? No, you're drunk.
No, I'm drunk.
I'm going to
just have to take myself home.
Exactly. What are you going to do, finances? No, you're drunk.
Yeah, yeah.
I need somebody to move that forklift. Can you move that fucking machinery?
No.
Nope, you're drunk, see?
Yeah.
So many less responsibilities.
Ah, I love it.
Yeah. Anyway, poison bad.
Poison bad. People in the past dumb.
People in the past dumb. Out of Africa, pretty good, though.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good. It's just,
it is pretty good. It's
3 hours long.
Yeah. And then, again.
There's not as much Robert Redford as you want.
That's right. Robert Redford's in it. That's right. And then, you're right. There was not as much as you wanted.
Yeah.
Also, was it Robert Redford that she was dating?
Yes. Well, she marries another guy that cheats on her.
That's right. That's right.
Robert Redford's like the mysterious, like, lone wolf guy that comes and goes, and he's taking out parties and hunting lions.
Yeah,
and shit.
He was a fucking badass.
And that's flying fucking biplanes.
Yeah, because again, 1930.
Yeah,
that's what you would do.
He's just fucking out there tail spinning.
You had a giant musket that you would shoot elephants in the face with.
That's right.
The saddest of all animals. It's weird that they hunted elephants.
Yeah, well, I mean, elephant was a thing, so,
yeah.
I mean, what else are you going to do?
Like, even tigers, I could be like, well, it's me or the tiger.
Yeah.
Or even, like, it's a vicious animal, I'm going to kick this fucking animal's ass with a gun or whatever.
Sure, sure.
Elephants are just sad. But they're always moving around sad. You go to a circus that has still animals.
Yeah, it's sad.
And the elephants are the saddest motherfuckers that there are.
And I don't even know, here's the crazy thing, I don't. Do we eat elephant?
No, they just use their leg, their feet for fucking stools and their ivory. The ivory, obviously.
I mean, obviously the ivory, but is elephant meat just that disgusting? Because there's got to be a shit ton of fucking meat on an elephant.
You know what? Why aren't we eating more elephant
meat? Let's eat some fucking elephant.
Like, I've seen, you know, I've seen some really fucked up, like, videos and things about saving the elephants and about poachers.
I get it. Elephants are a precious resource, and I'm not advocating murdering and eating elephants, but goddammit, I want to murder and eat an elephant right now more than anything.
Every time I see those, they take the tusks and then they leave the whole elephant.
That's ridiculous.
Cook that shit up.
Cook that shit up.
If we can eat gator, we can eat elephant.
We can at least grind it and make that shit into a burger.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, exactly. Or you can make a, like, deep fried elephant bits.
Oh, fuck yeah. Po' boy? Can we get an elephant po' boy up in here?
Boys. All right. I'm not for killing all the elephants, but I am for eating some elephants.
Yeah. If you're gonna kill an elephant. Yeah. I'm not saying
don't
I
just
would.
Take the tusks, you heartless piece of shit.
You deep fry that motherfucker.
Take that elephant and at least use them up.
Yeah. Use that. Use all parts of the elephant. All
right. I do think that they are doing it wrong by poaching just the ivory.
Oh yeah, totally wrong.
Because we don't have that many buffalo left. Right. But if a Native American killed a buffalo and took all the meat and cooked all the meat and ate it, we would be like, that's all right. He's a Native American.
Of course.
All these African dudes should be cooking the elephant and using every part of it. And then we would all be like, well, he's African. You know?
Yeah, of course.
That goes back generations.
Yeah, we can't.
Yeah, I mean, they used a machine gun to kill it.
Yeah, well, of course they did.
Yeah. And they are vicious, vicious gorillas.
And it's like a 12-year-old child soldier.
Yeah.
That was kidnapped when he was three.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know, still, eating an elephant.
Eating an elephant. Let's fucking go to town on some elephant meat. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Also, take that tusk, or not the tusk, but take the nose, whatever the fucking...
The trunk.
The trunk, yeah. That thing's cool.
Make something cool with that.
Yeah, whip that shit around.
Yeah.
Make a mace.
Yeah. Make a jacket out of that thing.
Yeah, something, right? What?
They're not even making jackets.
Yeah, they're not making jackets.
I'm mad at poachers more than ever.
Mad. Because I could be wearing some fucking elephant skin boots right now.
More than ever am I mad at poachers.
Fly as hell.
Yeah.
Speaking of fly as hell, Trading Places, episode 53.
All right, we
get introduced to Dan Aykroyd, looking fly as hell because he is very wealthy. He is a upper class stockbroker, trader of different stocks, I guess. I don't know. I don't know shit.
It was a lot of economics. There's a lot of economics.
It's a lot of economics.
This was an Emma episode. Of these are Emma episodes.
That's right. This is a heavy Emma time.
This is a heavy Emma time. Yeah.
This is Eddie Murphy, Dan Aykroyd. You get Jamie Lee Curtis. Just a great cast.
It is
great movie.
It's a great lesson in economics that I still don't understand.
I don't understand anything about how the stock market works. Yeah. It just seems like lot of yelling. I don't even know how you would understand what's going on because it's just like, I got five, I got five, yeah. five, five, five over here, five, five, five. And you're just like, yes, more, buy. Like, what? What just happened?
I was at a Muay Thai fight in Thailand where I visited. And it was, gambling was like that. It was just like, but it was like 40 people. This is like 400 people.
Yeah.
And they're all yelling, selling shit. I don't understand how it works. This movie very comically lays it out for me.
That's right.
There's even a part when Dan Aykroyd is explaining everything to Eddie Murphy.
That's right. And well, there's a part that the old guys are talking to Eddie Murphy about it.
Good old dudes.
And it's the whole thing about like pork belly or whatever, where he's like, oh yeah, get in pork belly
because he's got like a cool theory.
Yeah.
He's like, people are saving up money for after Thanksgiving or some stupid shit like that. Yeah. Yeah, nobody wants to spend the money, but then they're going to go buy pork. I don't remember what he does. But anyway, again, I don't remember because I don't understand how economics work.
Comedy-wise, so the base premise of this movie, Dan Aykroyd, very rich.
Yes.
Eddie Murphy, very poor. Begging on the street, doing cons, obviously. Very hilarious cons. Every movie in the 80s with Eddie Murphy, he's doing cons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So this movie starts with him pretending to be blind and crippled. And a military vet. He is none of those things, obviously.
Also, this movie, none of it. But he's so funny that we're like, fine.
We're not offended by this man pretending to be blind.
We're also not
pretending to be crippled. We're not offended
by Dan Aykroyd later going blackface. at the end on the train when he's pretending to be there.
Right. Well, and we're also not offended by a human man being raped to death by a gorilla.
Clearly. They put that guy in the gorilla suit. They throw him in there. And the gorilla's clearly going to rape him to death.
Yeah, that's happening.
There's no way. The next day, the handlers are going to show up. And there's just going to be a ragdoll fucking body there. Just hemorrhaged.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Real bad.
But because the gorilla, you know.
It's hilarious.
The gorilla doesn't fuck nice.
Fun times. No.
the gorilla never fucks mean. Fucks nice. Yeah, gorillas never fuck nice. And we did, I'll talk a little bit in this episode about what we would do if we had a bunch of money all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
Like Eddie Murphy did.
And what he does, he goes back to his old neighborhood, throws everyone a party, discovers that they're all dicks.
Yeah.
Kicks them out of
which
his nice
right
house.
Away that happens. Yeah.
And
gets
then,
a bunch of drugs,
and then he just ends up being kind of a stuck up dude.
Bastard. Yeah. It's that thing, right? Like, if you have money, once you have money, you start going into the dark side.
Yeah,
you start being more like conservative and Republican, and being like my taxes and all that.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah.
You did say that you would get an island where you would have people fight to the death.
That sounds like me.
I think it was called not Eric. You went with the. I said Erictopia, but you said something sights.
Okay, that makes sense.
But then I said...
Was death in the title?
No, well, my thing was like, it should have been called The Island That Eric Drank Himself to Death In. I'm pretty sure that's...
Very true,
those, yeah. Yeah. But it's a great episode because it's a great fucking movie.
It is a great movie, yeah.
Nowadays, though, if I got a lot of money...
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to say just all the Teslas.
Run for president? Oh, Teslas. Okay.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, yeah. That was another thing that we talked about. That Donald Trump ran for president because he had a $1 bet with another billionaire.
Oh, did we really? That's hilarious.
Yeah. He because in the movie.
It seems like a thing he did as a bet.
A bet, right? Yeah. Like a lark. Yeah. Like Steve Jobs.
Especially back then.
Yeah. Like he was just like, I'm going to run for president. I'm going to win presidency. I'll bet you one single dollar.
I can win. Yeah.
Because that's what happens in this movie. That's why they destroyed Dan Aykroyd's life.
Because when you're that rich, you just, you know, you need a challenge.
You need entertainment.
You need something.
Yeah. And most of your entertainment when you're that rich comes from poor people.
It comes from poor people, which you, going back to the fight to the death, how do you think I get the contestants?
Exactly. Poor people.
They're poor. Yeah.
Yeah. Although I do feel like you should probably go more with like middle class people because they have a lot more to lose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
And also they're not as... hardened by life.
You don't want to go so poor that they've got that they're just, you know, homeless.
Yeah,
like,
you don't
want to
go on the streets, people, because those people can fight.
Yeah,
you want like a guy who's doing pretty well for himself, but not as good as he wants to do.
That would be okay. Yeah.
So he has no idea how to fight, and he has everything to lose.
Yeah,
there's a
it's the classic. Speaking of Robert Redford, Robert Redford, Woody Harrelson, all that stuff, where it's like, I'll give you $1 million to fuck your wife.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm only offering that so that you can fucking just contemplate the moral implications of this shit.
Because that's
just
what I get off
crazy.
On.
Yeah. I don't even want to fuck your wife.
No.
I'm masturbating to the idea of you going
through you guys
this
talking
fucking
about it.
Dilemma.
Yeah. And figuring it out and then ruining your relationship.
Yeah.
And like, that's all I want.
That's what gets me off.
Destroying lives.
So.
Trading places.
Yeah. That brings us to Karate Kid.
Man, we're in some good movies.
We are in some very good movies.
Yeah,
so Karate Kid, obviously,
a cool run.
This is a movie that I feel like every child had to see. Like,
yes.
It was mandatory.
It's fucking perfect for kids, actually.
Yeah.
This was also the first Wallace Book episode.
That's right.
Yeah, there's the first Wallace Book episode. If you don't know,
yeah, shout out to Book.
Shout
definitely
to Book.
Wallace Book art.
Yeah, local artist. He also has a radio show.
That's right, radio show,
rockabilly show. Yeah, but yeah, this is the first one he was on. He was the one that said that Mr. Miyagi is just human Yoda.
That's right. That's right.
Which is pretty perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah, he talks funny.
He does,
just like Yoda. He also does weird things where he like doesn't help Ralph Macchio
directly.
Right, he teaches
directly. You lessons through a very like
convoluted
way.
Yeah.
Classic martial arts master stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And that's also one of those things that in the 80s there was a lot of a weird old dude helping out a young guy.
There was
like Back to the Future.
Back to the Future for
well,
sure.
Well, Star Wars also.
Star Wars, obviously, yeah. But yeah, well, and I mean, the '80s were also the late '70s into the '80s were the time of like, you know what's, hey, you want to know a secret? Fucking martial arts, dude.
Karate.
Yeah.
Also, Ralph, all around amazing guy, Ralph Macchio.
Yeah, Ralph Macchio, man.
With the worst mom.
Oh, her.
Yeah, I do. Nowadays, though, I kind of respect his mom a lot more.
Really?
I've
gone the other way.
Not that I respect her, actually. She's a terrible, terrible fucking mom. I understand. Yeah. Yes. I understand. They moved to this new city, and then she's just like, I got to get it in.
Yeah.
And the whole movie, all she's doing is just dating dudes and disappearing.
That's right. And then in the second movie, we're not talking about the second movie right now, but in the second movie, he bounces out to Japan for ? Yeah, yeah. And she's like, fine. Oh, whatever.
Yeah. Well, there's
you're 16. That's fine.
There's a part in Karate Kid after they break his fucking leg where he's back there and she's just like, hey, you're good here, right? And then she just like leaves.
Yeah.
Like, she's the worst fucking mom, but, you know, new city, and there was no Tinder back then.
Right, exactly. So you just had to get out there.
Yeah, you were just dating weird balding dudes at bars and
stuff
like that.
That's right, that's right. But for me, it's the other way around. Like, when I was a kid, I didn't think twice about it. I was like, yeah, get out of here, mom.
Yeah,
We're watching karate over here. We want to, like, see him beat up a dude and date
like, Mr. Miyagi is what's important, not mom.
Exactly, yeah. Mr. Miyagi's the cool guy. But now I'm just like, Jesus Christ, that is an abuse.
A very neglectful fucking mom. Yeah. She sucks. No wonder Ralph Macchio was just getting into fights with bullies at the beach and shit.
Yeah. No wonder he was immediately like, I'm going to cause a fucking riot and get up in people's faces. It's because he was really crying for his mother's attention.
He did not do it right.
I don't remember what his mom. His mom was blonde, right?
I think so, yeah.
Elizabeth Shue was also blonde. See what I'm saying?
He also did a lot of stupid shit like provoke the bullies when they had already kicked his ass.
That's true.
We talked about this in this episode. I remember right now is one Miss Miyagi gives him a car right before the tournament.
That's right.
He's like, you can have my 1950s car. And we were like, at that point, fuck karate. Yeah. I'll have a car now.
I have a fucking car.
The only reason I'm doing this is to get a chick. Right. And guess how you get a chick when you're 17? With a fucking badass 1950s Chevy.
Yeah. And it's a convertible.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Like, no, Elizabeth Shue, panties drop. Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't have to do any of the tournament shit.
Yeah. He could have just been like, yeah, no, karate wasn't really for me.
No, but I got this.
But anyway, you want to go for a drive? Yeah.
And then what's his name?
Johnny.
He could be like, yeah, go do your stupid fucking karate now, dude. Like, go ahead. I'm driving this fucking badass
car. He's like, I won the fucking tournament. Cobra Kai. He's like, yeah, whatever, dude.
Whatever. Boom. How many chicks? Yeah. How many of you chicks can fit in my car?
Yeah, exactly.
And then he goes to the fucking beach with it.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's he's got his priorities. This hindsight again. Because he's like 17.
That's true. When you're 17, you don't know.
No, you try really hard for the stupidest shit.
That's true.
We also talked a lot. In this one, we figured out the Ralph Macchio, Tony Soprano.
That's right.
My Cousin Vinny.
My Cousin Vinny connection.
And it was My Cousin Vinny and Outsiders connection.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. We're saying that Ralph Macchio and Outsiders is the father of this Ralph Macchio.
Right. Grows up to be Tony Soprano.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is why in My Cousin Vinny, he's got mob ties.
He's got mob ties. Exactly. Yeah. This is the one that we had a lot of
and
time.
And that also makes sense why his dad's not around, because he's back in New Jersey taking care of some shit, you know?
Yeah, he's busting some heads over there. Yeah. Right? He's
running people down.
Taking care of business.
Yeah.
He's doing Irishman stuff.
That's right, yeah. he's very awkwardly beating a guy, quote unquote, on the street, despite not being able to lift his leg more than 1 inch off the ground.
He's a, in the story, 33-year-old man. Who is hunched over, cannot kick right.
I know we've talked about this before, but it's still...
It's very funny.
It's the most ridiculous scene in an otherwise really good
perfect
movie.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's just so like ridiculous.
Beating up a guy.
Yeah. You couldn't have used a stunt double for that one. I know you love your technology,
but we would have been okay. Scene,
you couldn't use a stunt double for one scene.
We would have been okay with it. Yeah. Also, watch Karate Kid again. And look at the rules of the fucking tournament.
Oh, yeah. The rules make no fucking sense.
Make no sense.
Because, like, he gets punched in the face, and they're like, no, that's no point.
No
point. But then he gets kicked in the face. They're like, no point.
12 points.
Yeah. You're like, what? Like,
Ralph Macchio wins by kicking a dude in the face.
Yeah, but the other
I feel like that's not okay.
No, like, what's that karate? Are the rules here? Yeah.
And then also, like, They break his leg.
I mean, that is absolutely karate, first of all. Karate is, yes, about punching your opponent in the face.
Yeah, but
when all fighting is.
When the bad guy does it, when Johnny does it, they're like, nope, no points.
Yeah.
When Ralph Macchio
Crane kicks him in the face, they're like, you win.
Yeah, they're like, 800 points.
Yeah.
Also... Yeah,
is this whose line is it anyways, or is it a karate tournament? Because the points don't seem to matter.
The points make no sense. He's, what is he, like 15, 16?
Right? Something like that, yeah. He's supposed to be high school.
He breaks his leg.
He's got to be at least 16 because he's driving.
Yeah, he's got to be 16. No, but this is like back then? I guess so.
I think so.
But he breaks his leg in the middle of a tournament.
That's right, and Mr. Miyagi just rubs that shit.
He's like, rubbing it I'm going to do this. He like spits on his hands, and then he rubs his shit, and then... They go back and then
he shoots him full of painkiller and steroids.
I'm assuming like horse steroids.
That's right. Horse steroids and horse painkillers.
Yeah. And then they go back to whoever's mediating this fucking tournament. And they're like...
He's fine.
They broke his leg, but he's still good to fight. And the guy's like, yeah, that's fine.
All right.
16-year-old with a broken leg out fighting?
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead. Keep doing it. And then he wins.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah. I don't know who's running this. Well, although if it's in Florida... It kind of makes sense.
It's not. It's California.
It's California. It's California. Right. Yeah. Shit.
It's just those liberal policies. They'll just let anything happen.
Yeah. They're like, everybody's a winner.
Yeah. So everybody's a winner. Y'all got to play. Y'all get a tournament. Y'all get a trophy.
The worst fucking tournament.
The worst. The rules make no sense. speaking of things that make no sense, what if a 60-year-old, very rich, very funny man who just can't seem to get any respect.
Gets no respect.
Just no respect from anybody at all. What if he went back to school with his very own baby boy?
Yeah.
In the movie Back to School.
The guy from Christine.
Yeah.
The guy whose car fell in love with him.
That's right. So this movie you may know also as Billy Madison. You may know it as, what was the one with Melissa McCartney?
Oh, yeah. Party? No. Life of the Party.
Yeah, sure.
Life of the Party. Yeah.
But it was originally called Back to School, and it starred... One of the, I'm going to say, five greatest stand-up comedians of all time.
You did say that on this episode.
And I stand by it.
Yeah, that's exactly what you said. He could not get any respect.
No respect.
This entire episode's a lot of I get no respect
jokes.
A
lot of us just quoting Dangerfield jokes because he's the best.
Ronnie Dangerfield is so rich that he can go back to school.
He just bribes the dean.
Yeah, he
gets himself an entire wing of the dorm.
He opens up a business school. He donates enough money to get a business school. Because it's like Warren Beatty is like, nah, I will not allow this. You can't just walk in. And then it cuts to him being
ka-ching.
like the Ronnie Dangerfield business school, whatever his name is. Yeah.
His name is Ronnie. It's fine.
He just bribes his way through his classes because he's super rich. He doesn't care.
Also, back-to-back appearances as the villain, a fucking Johnny from Karate Kid.
Yeah, that's right. He's also the fucking dickhead.
I really should know his name by this point because of Cobra Kai and all that.
And Cobra Kai's pretty good.
Yeah. But he's Johnny.
But also, the other bad guy. All right, so here's what happens. He shows up. He's a rough around the edges. He made his money in a big and tall clothing stores.
That's right.
He's a rough around the edges guy. So when he shows up, there's another guy. There's a British professor who's like,
oh, that's right. I forgot about that dude.
Do you remember
dating Daryl Hannah, maybe? No, it's someone older.
It's someone older and also hotter. Not hotter than Daryl Hannah, but too hot for both of them.
Too hot for Rodney Dangerfield, yeah, certainly.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But do you remember that guy's name?
But no, I don't at all.
So his name was something dumb.
Oh, it's like...
No, his name was like... It like in the movie, it's like Butterfield, like Jonathan Butterfield or something like that.
Sure, something just generic.
The actor's real name was Paxton Whitehead.
Oh my God, that's right.
And we were like, that should have been the name of the character.
His fucking name. Yeah. The guy's the pimple on humanity.
Yeah, the most evil of all names. Yeah. He already has. He's just a British actor
named
Paxton Whitehead.
Yeah.
But he's like, nope, no Ronnie Dangerfield for me.
Yeah, but obviously Ronnie Dangerfield, eventually the lady, you know, she comes around.
Despite the fact that he gets no respect.
Despite that fact. I mean, but he was also married, but he had to get a divorce because, you know, his wife.
Yeah, he got no respect from his wife.
He got no respect. Now, surely from his wife he would have gotten some respect, but no, not at all. He calls up his wife. He says, how come you never tell me when you're coming? She says, because you're never around.
No respect, I tell you.
No respect.
No esteem. No respect this guy gets. It also had Pauly in this.
That's right. So Pauly from the Rocky. You know we love the Rocky movies. We talk about them all the time.
Yeah.
But Pauly, who is the absolute worst, He's
also the absolute best in this.
He's the absolute best in this. He's Rodney's right-hand man.
Yeah, he's his limo driver. He massages him at one point. He beats up dudes.
He beats up college dudes.
Yeah. He may or may not have killed his own son.
He definitely killed his own son.
He has a line in there that where he's like, I put one son through college and the other son through the wall.
That's right.
And we're like, he killed that kid. Yeah.
You also get RDJ.
Yeah, young, crazy, over the top.
Pink hair or purple haired, I think.
Crazy glasses. Yeah. RDJ, that's right. RDJ. This is another Emma episode.
That's right.
And this is the episode where Emma was like, I never saw this movie before. She had never seen this movie before because her mom hated Rodney Dangerfield and also hated RDJ. And she was not allowed to watch shit that her mom didn't like.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. And it was like Nicole Kidman. Movies. Yeah, like weird shit like that. Also, if you ever want to see a movie about a rich older white dude where everything works out for him, this is the one.
This is the only one. Yeah. Never seems to happen in any other movies.
No, doesn't happen to funny rich older white dudes. Does not happen.
No. It's Rodney Dangerfield. Also, he does his own stunts clearly in all of the diving scenes. It's very clear to him.
All right.
So I give him a lot of respect for his diving scenes.
If you don't want to watch...
I mean, you should watch this movie.
If you don't want to watch this movie, at least watch the diving competition where Rodney Dangerfield joins it. And it's clearly Rodney Dangerfield doing the diving.
Very clearly.
Very clearly. Watch it because it's impressive. The man was a professional Olympic level athlete.
Yeah.
Who got in his own suit and did his own stunts.
If only he had won the gold medal, maybe then some respect.
But no respect.
None. This is also around the time, just to throw it out there, around the time we started doing the short episodes. So,
yeah,
you know, if you want to let your friends know about the podcast, you know, or just people you know, people, or coworkers.
If you get tired of us 6 minutes into an episode.
Yeah. This is the perfect
thing
for you.
I get tired of us, yeah.
Just those BN shorts, man. Check them out. They're like 5-6 minutes long. They're great.
Yeah.
So then we move on to episode 56, When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, man. Oh, man. What an awesome movie, first of all.
Yeah, it's a great movie. It's Billy Crystal. It's Meg Ryan. It's Rob Reiner.
Right.
It's one of the all-time classic rom-coms that just sort of put its mark. Nancy Meyer, right?
Yeah. You know what? The only thing I remember about this episode, other than the movie's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Billy Crystal, funny guy.
Very funny guy. Very charming. Yeah. And it's a sweet movie. Like it's a whole thing about like, are they gonna? They're obviously gonna, but when are they gonna get there and stuff that? And it's perfect. But listen to it, and me and Emma are just hardcore arguing about relationship stuff.
Uh-huh.
And you can cut that shit with a knife. Like, listen to it again. Go back and listen to it, and you can hear you can hear the shit, the like palpable real shit.
It's coming.
Yeah. The real palpable shit that's happening, and it's just like, well, I think that this, and I think of that, and it's I remember just afterwards I listened to it and I was like, oh man, yeah. There you can eat that shit.
Wow.
With a fucking like meringue.
Yeah. It is thick.
We had all these stupid relationship fucking conversations about When Harry Met Sally.
Yeah.
But the movie itself, really good.
Yeah, it's quite good. So obviously, Harry is a giant, a Bigfoot, if you will, a Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Hence the name Harry.
Yeah, they named him Harry because of that.
Because of his very large and hairy body. And then, of course, Sally Henderson. Sally Henderson is a wind sprite. Yeah. And
who just happens to come upon him.
Comes upon him. And it doesn't seem like it's going to work, him being a giant prehistoric hair man and her being non-tangible wind sprite.
Especially when there's a John Lithgow around.
There's a John Lithgow that's
that
always trying.
Hates Harry.
Yeah, just hates him. He's always getting into his business. And also, Harry, despite his very large frame and hairy body, kind of nebbish.
Yeah.
A little nebbish. And her, despite her intangibility, she gets out there. She plays the field.
Yeah. Inside of Harry is a predator.
Okay.
Because the guy that played
That's
Harry.
That's right. Harry, you're right.
Yeah. Is also a predator. So It's a hairy predator hybrid.
So really, it's the story of a 7-foot man
yes.
who always had to wear a costume, finally taking the mask off and embracing who he really is, and that's the only way he's going to find love.
And then he died of AIDS.
And then he died of AIDS.
Yeah.
And he never found love.
Nope.
So that should be a lesson to us all. Keep that mask on. Don't let that mask go. No one's going to love the real you. The real you is terrible.
Oh, yeah. Do not take that mask off.
Yeah, put that mask
on. For the love of God.
Keep it on.
I have been on this earth for 29 years.
Yep.
And I've learned from all that time, keep the mask on.
On.
On. All the time. Also, Billy Crystal, very, very charismatic.
Yeah.
especially back then. It had, that's good.
This is also a time in the world where your romantic lead could be balding.
Yeah.
Which I don't know the last time I saw that.
Woody Allen was a romantic lead in like 40 movies.
That's right.
Look at what Woody Allen is. He's just a, I don't know. He's like if you got like a chihuahua and a cricket and mushed them together.
You got Jiminy Cricket.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
The Beverly Hills Chihuahua, yeah.
And then made him super awkward and have a lot of allergies and stuff. Leading man.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the most beautiful women in Hollywood swooning. Over this weird...
I mean, and obviously that didn't last forever. Eventually, Woody Allen had to start making movies where other nebbishly awkward men got with the hottest women in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, eventually he married his daughter, and then people were like, ooh.
Didn't stop him, though.
Didn't stop him. Also, it didn't stop Hollywood from just throwing awards at him.
Yeah, well...
Because they're like,
it wasn't his real daughter. Yeah. It was just a girl that he raised since she was 10.
And then it was like, well, we're all a lot of awkward little Jewish guys. Like, yeah.
It's fine.
I'm not saying that they run Hollywood or anything. I want to hashtag not saying the Jews run Hollywood because they don't. But it was weird that Woody Allen got so many fucking awards.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. It was also Louis C.K.
Yeah,
played him in one.
That's right. He played him like 3 times.
I feel like I'm surprised that Jesse Eisenberg...
It's very surprising. Because Jesse Eisenberg is basically just today's Woody Allen.
Today's Woody Allen, exactly. Yeah. That's his whole bit.
That's his whole bit.
If Jesse Eisenberg was writing and directing movies...
He would 100% be Woody Allen.
Yeah, he would be Woody Allen. But anyway, back
then... Hey, Lex Luthor, you think you're better than me? You think you're better than me, Lex Luthor? You're my boys down here from the South, you kick your ass.
That sounds exactly like Jesse Eisenberg. Or is that Woody Allen?
It was Ben Affleck, obviously.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Was that...
Because Jesse Eisenberg played
Lex
Luthor.
Was that Space Godzilla, Ben Affleck?
You know. We're bringing it all full around.
Yeah. Everything comes back around. But hey, with Harry Met Sally,
it's a good movie.
Solid.
Check it out. Anyways, that's the end of the podcast.
We're
going to
cover another 7 movies next week.
Another 7 movies next week. A quick reminder that we are on Instagram, we are on Facebook, we are on Podomatic, and we are on iTunes, Google Play, wherever. Make sure you rate, subscribe, tell your friends, blah, 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 all that shit.
Yeah, please share, rate.
Email us, all that. Until next week, I'm EG Sites.
I'm Francisco Landin.
Wishing you a good night and a good journey.
We love you.